Hi, I'm Kath.
And I'm Ellie.
Welcome to Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Did you know that it's possible to live a brave, strong and fulfilled life no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey?
I'm Catherine Wiseman, a retired GP, now professional certified life coach, and I love helping women to find themselves, know their value and discover their purpose. I'm also a recent empty nester, navigating a really new season in life.
And I'm Alison Lade. I'm a teacher, careers advisor, certified coach and mama to five amazing kiddos. Well, actually six now that one's married.
It may seem like we have it all together, but I'm also a recovering approval-seeking people pleaser. I've come a long way, but I still have some way to go.
And I guess you could say I'm a recovering perfectionist, procrastinator and a mad lover of chocolate.
Love chocolate. So if you're willing to come along this journey with us, we'll show you simple, actionable strategies to live your life brave, strong and fulfilled.
So grab a cuppa or pop your earphones in as you go for your walk, however you like to listen to your podcast. Either way, let's dive in together.
Hello everyone, and Ellie.
Hello.
We're here for week two.
I know, how exciting.
How very exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's been a good week.
It's been a fantastic week. And last week, I had so much fun sharing with everyone a bit of my story.
Yes.
So thank you for that space. And today, I look forward to asking you a few questions to help you share your story with us all.
So, how exciting. Yes, I love stories.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've shared already with our audience that you've been working in the space as a teacher and a careers advisor and also a coach. So how did all that come about?
Yeah, right. So I've been a teacher for a number of years now. I started my teaching journey, I guess, not long after high school.
Yeah.
Got married, started a family. So then I finished my teaching degree while the children were young.
That would have been challenging. Hey.
It was very challenging.
Yeah. Especially because you've got five kiddies.
Yes, it was very challenging. And things like the practicals going out into the schools and teaching, and I didn't have family around, so trying to navigate. So it was a really big journey. And I was a primary teacher for a number of years and absolutely loved that space. And then as my kiddies grew up, I think I grew up in the teaching journey as well. So I'm now, I've been a secondary teacher for a number of years. And in that space, I got the opportunity to be a careers advisor for all of the senior students at the high school. And
You know, what a journey. So that has been a number of transitions just in that space already.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the careers advising space was my favorite in the school. Just being in that space with teenagers when they're trying to navigate where they want to go, navigate trying to finish school, they're busy, caught up in their lives of, you know, that they're working and they've got some commitments at home and they're trying to navigate doing well in their studies and all of their fears and all their insecurities that teenagers typically have. And so being in that space and walking that journey, I really enjoyed. And while I was the careers advisor at school, I also taught some subjects, which I think helped me to realize that I wanted to do something different with my life, because I loved the careers space and being in the office and working with the kids, and I was beginning to love much less teaching maths and English and the curriculum.
Yeah.
And I guess it kind of – the day something happened in my heart was a day that I had – I came into my office, and just to sort of visualize the space, I had my own office at the end of a larger office, and it was a closed sort of space with windows, so you know, you can smile and wave to everyone outside.
A fishbowl.
Yeah, it's very much like that. And in the biggest space there were other teachers.
Yeah.
And I came into my office and there was a note on my desk, and the one of the other teachers had written to me, and she just said, "Hey Ellie, I want you to know that when kids walk into your office, they are often stooped low, carrying the weight of their world." And she said, "When they walk out of your space, they are standing tall, they have a smile on their face, and they are set, ready to go again."
Oh, wow. How incredible. I've got goosebumps just hearing that.
Actually, I've really got goosebumps. And, you know, I don't think it was anything special that I was doing. It was a space that I guess we were providing for those students to unpack what is going on, and we can start to think about the possibilities rather than being stuck in their impossibilities and stuck in their feelings.
I just
feelings.
Love that. And, you know, you have just summarized in a nutshell beautifully what coaching is exactly. You know, it's providing that space for people to come in and unpack and discover the potential and the opportunity. So, just a nugget right there. Thank you.
Oh, good. That's fabulous. Yeah. So in that, I just loved it. And that note sat with me for another year or so.
Okay.
And I started to begin to wonder, okay, well, what do I do with that? Like, I'm quite happy at school, and I was genuinely quite happy. But
so
I
at
knew
that
there was
time,
something else.
Yeah. So at that time, were you mainly doing the careers advising? Like, was that most
that
of
was
your,
the majority? Okay, and I had one or two classes, which equates to 3 to 6 lessons a week.
Okay.
So a couple of days, I guess, altogether in the classroom, and then maybe 3 or more days.
And the majority of the students you were seeing in this career advising role, I'm presuming they would have been sort of end of school, like
they
year
were
11
year
and 12?
Yeah, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so things like work experience, so the helping kiddies work out possible work experience options and giving them the courage to go and ask for work experience placement. So year 10 to 12, and then working out, okay, are we on a university pathway? Are we on a trade pathway? And so helping them to unpack all their options.
Yeah, fantastic. And so how did that then sort of segue into into coaching? I mean, little did you know that that's probably what you were providing anyway at the time, to an extent at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've since realized that, which has been really exciting when I, you know, when I was studying neurocoaching and things like that, I was like, oh, that's why this kind of worked, or, you know, it just sort of brought a lot of clarity around
and
that space.
Yeah, and just for the audience out there, if they're wondering, you know, Ellie and I have both studied through Neurocoaching Australia, and it's really been wonderful to have content and clarity and sort of something concrete backing what we both felt naturally inclined to do anyway, and sort of learning the science behind coaching and how it works, and so, you know, it's one thing to sort of be there and know that you enjoy these conversations, but you know, turning it into a profession, it's just been so exciting.
It's a whole new ball game. And I actually remember when you're speaking about that, I remember the when I first met you. And I remember
so that was a couple of years ago.
It was, probably about, I don't know, 7 years ago or so. And I remember just, you know, the normal conversations. Oh, so what do you do? And you know, my reply was, I'm a teacher. And your reply was, I'm a life coach. And I remember being really quite dumbfounded. I didn't know what that was. And I asked you to tell me more.
And I probably was sat there with a mouthful of teeth, like, how do I explain to somebody? Because that was still in the early days, and I was really, you know, challenged by explaining what it was to somebody. So. And you were still quite new to Townsville back then, weren't you? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we were brand new to Townsville, only been there a few months, and my husband had just had a new job. Mm-hmm. So we relocated from Mount Isa, which was 10 hours west in the middle of the desert, it felt like, but I absolutely loved my time in Mount Isa. And we'd relocated, and all of our kiddies were starting a new school, and life was really quite overwhelming in that time. I started...
Transitions are like that, aren't they?
It was really... and. Because you're transitioning everything. So the kids were transitioning with their friends. They were transitioning with the school, their sport.
Yeah.
My husband's job went from a, you know, it was still shift work, but it went from coming home every day to being a FIFO worker, flying out. So that was completely new for us. I hopped in the space of relief teaching, and so new school, new people, every new church, everything was very new. Some of my children found it quite easy. Oh, maybe only one found it quite easy. And the rest of them really quite struggled. And I was quite concerned around a couple of the kids to know how to help them with the transition, as well as try and transition in my own heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was kind of grieving, and I didn't realize, but I was grieving leaving behind all of my friends and the life that we had created. And when I met you and you explained to me about life coaching, I sort of went, I think that's something maybe I need right now. And so that's how we really began our journey together.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I remember that. Yeah.
Come in and, you know, we had some, I think, six sessions or something together and unpacked it all.
You were probably one of my earlier clients. And it's fabulous that after that season we connected again and we've become quite good friends. So, now I remember those days.
Yeah, and it really, those sessions completely changed my life, my perspective, and helped me to understand what was going on and to be kind to myself and to find a way forward. They're fond memories, but I very vividly remember how difficult life was back then. So then I guess so now I'm a coach, and when I discovered, I really just love working with people and that space at school.
Yes.
And then I started to think, okay, what can I do with that?
Yes.
And then I remembered the coaching that I'd had previously, and I just thought, I wonder, what does it look like? What would it look like to be a certified coach? What could my life be? And so that's what sort of took me on that journey, because I was really quite done with typical teaching and curriculum and things like that. I wanted to be part of a life that helped other people to realize their potential, their passions, and to help people to see the possibilities that are for their life and not the impossibilities. And because I know what it's like to focus on the impossibilities.
Oh, don't we all?
And what that can do.
Yes.
And I saw it every day at school with the teenagers thinking and being overwhelmed. And I thought, you know, I'd love to be in that space where people are going, okay, how do I want to go here. I'm stuck here. How do I get there and work with people to do that? So I studied neurocoaching, and now I'm a coach, and I
isn't
absolutely
it just
love
fantastic?
It.
Yeah, I mean the same. I haven't looked back since. Absolutely love it, and I still wake up often in the day, and I think I'm so, you know, blessed and grateful that there is such a profession as life coaching, and we get to do this work because, you know, just because someone possibly doesn't have a mental health issue or a mental health problem doesn't mean we don't need guidance and help, you know. Yes. And being in the space of floundering, you know, with regards to whether it's your direction in life or whether it's, you know, what to do next, or as you say, how to get from A to B, or even floundering in the sense of not being able to see or find the possibilities, you know, having access to the space where you can partner with someone to explore that space is just such a gift.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just get the image when you're talking about floundering, you know, the idea that you see the duck on the surface of the pond and it just looks so beautiful, just swimming along, but underneath the water, madly, madly paddling.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I have seen previously in my own life, and now with clients, that mad paddle and not sure how to
And you know, even in our own lives, I think life is a journey, and I love, like you were sharing earlier, your journey, and you know, your journey within the teaching space, but then way beyond that, your greater journey in life, and how, you know, for both of us, we've transitioned and moved around quite a bit, and I think in this journey of life, even now for myself, there are days when I wake up and I feel like I'm that little duck madly kicking under the water, and just having clear strategies to come back to go, oh, okay, so what have I learned that I know that's going to help in this space? And so I think having studied coaching, we both have the privilege of being able to someday self-coach yourself.
Absolutely.
But also I know that being coached is way more effective than trying to self-coach myself, you know.
Well, you can avoid some of the tough questions if you're asking yourself.
Yeah,
but if you're with a coach, I mean, the amount of times I've sat with someone thinking, oh, I've unpacked this, and then they've asked me a question, I've gone, oh, okay, now I need to dig deep. I'm not sure, righto.
Yeah, Yeah. But thank you so much for sharing sharing that part of your journey. I know that I have heard your story before, but I think there were a few things in there. I didn't realize that you had been a primary teacher before you were a secondary teacher.
Yes. So.
And then I also remember back to when we first met, and I met you at a ladies' church event midweek, and I was new. We hadn't been in Townsville that much longer than you, but I remember arriving there and just to sort of affirm you and encourage you is that you had, as a newbie, I had no idea that you were a newbie in the space. You just came and, you know, got involved, and already you kind of were on the welcoming team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to an outsider coming in, I thought you'd been there like for ages. And so it's amazing to hear now that you were actually new, but you put your hand up straight away and said, I want to be a part of this and I'm going to join the team and I'm going to, which, that's such a gift to have that.
I think, though, because it was such a sort of a deep struggle at home, I knew I had to be really intentional to do something.
Yeah.
And that was part of that, this is our home. And what do we do when we're in our home? We sort of take ownership, right?
Yeah,
and we do things intentionally. And I was like, okay, that was my frame of mind, I think, at that time. Being intentional and being there. I'm so glad you thought I seemed to. And what's that saying, do it afraid?
Yeah.
That's sort of been something that throughout my life, there's been so many transitions and so many different things. And probably safe to say I'm learning to do things afraid, like a podcast.
and hearing you share this also, you know, it's, I have to sort of, you know, giggle, and I'm a bit curious about your confession of being a perfectionist and a procrastinator, because it sounds to me like you pretty much do jump in and I don't see a procrastinator, but
very much have spent a lot of my life speaking harshly to myself. You sort of, you know, looking in the mirror, or when you're doing something, sort of saying that I'm not good enough, I'm not beautiful enough, I'm not all of these things. And I've been aware of it, though. It hasn't stopped me thinking those things. And so when you think those things, if you think you're not good enough, you put off whatever's on your heart to do. So you procrastinate because you think, oh, I'm not quite good enough. Things like learning a new skill. If I'm not perfect straight up, don't even bother. That was my old me. And that was, you know, and I think we often are like that. But over the years, I've become very aware of that. And so now, intentionally saying yes to things that scare me, having boundaries, of course, don't just say yes to everything.
Yeah.
But having, being curious about what the possibilities are. If I realize that I was sort of stuck and wanting something more for my life, I have to do something different.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's saying yes and being intentional in that space. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, what do they say? Failure's only feedback.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah.
So I'm learning to embrace. It's not a natural thing. And a lot of things in life aren't natural for us.
Well, I'm so grateful that when I asked you, and it was just a short, like, couple of weeks back, hey, Ali, what do you think about starting a podcast together? You looked at me with a big smile and said, yes, I'm in. And I nearly fell off my chair. I'm like, oh, man, this is great. And you absolutely, I love your the word you've used quite a bit today about being intentional. And I think that's a real, any listener out there wondering about taking that next step and being intentional, you know, you just, the encouragement is you don't have to have it all together.
No.
And you don't have to do it perfectly first time up. And it is a case of being intentional about taking that step to live it, hey?
Yeah, and I think intentional, if we think of it as a verb, it's a, you know, if we think it's something we have to do, it requires action.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a thought and just think it. It's, you got to take action towards it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you're out there listening and you're thinking about taking action towards something and you're just not sure where to start, do yourself a favor and, you know, Google life coaching and find yourself a coach to work with, because it is just amazing how much quicker you can become intentional and actually start taking steps when you've got someone partnering with you, yeah, in the journey.
Yeah, and it gives you fresh eyes to see.
Yeah.
You know, you can see things with the filters that we have our everyday, how we see life, because that's how we've always seen it. You partner with somebody else and you have a whole new perspective on life. It's quite fascinating. So finding yourself the right people to be around while you're being intentional. Yeah.
Makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It really does.
So one last question for you.
Sure.
Again, you asked me this question and it was quite a big question.
Okay.
So if you could have a conversation today with your 18-year-old self, I know I'm throwing you a curveball here. So is there anything you'd like to share with your 18-year-old self now that you know what you know today?
I think I wish I knew that you could do things and be afraid and that's okay.
Wow.
I think when I was a teenager and you sort of look at people who seem to have their life together or doing the things that they desperately want to do in life, you don't realize that perhaps for some time underneath the water their legs are madly kicking, even when you're looking at them, or the journey before where they are now at, they've been madly kicking their legs. And I think I realized people either had, when I was a teenager, I think I thought people had it or they didn't. And I thought I was in the ballpark of, I don't know what I'm doing, and I was just scared, so I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So to do it knowing that fear and the emotions, they're all perfectly normal. But to not allow it to hold you back, I think I wish I'd known that earlier. I don't know how I could have said it to myself to help me realize it.
Yeah. It's the thing with being 18 again, hey, you don't always take the advice that someone
said this.
Yes, yeah. No, well, that's beautiful. And thanks so much for sharing today.
Oh,
and
my pleasure.
I just, you know, again, it's such an encouragement to hear other people's stories. And
yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it also always leaves me with a desire to be more intentional about things in my own world. So, so thanks for sharing, Ali.
Oh, that's so good.
And for everyone out there, we look forward to being with you again next week for more simple tips and strategies to live your life brave, strong, and fulfilled.
Fabulous. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.